Well, the holidays are upon us, and in the next few weeks, some of us are going to get some much-needed time off, a much-needed break, some rest. It's been a long year. We're looking forward to, hopefully, in this season, connecting with family members. But if nothing else, it's a break in the routine. But are we really going to take a break? During the holiday season, what we tend to do is just break our work rhythm and fill ourselves with even more stress and busyness, running from store to store, travel, hosting meals, office parties. It gets more stressful seeing family members we don't necessarily get along with. If anything, we'll end up needing a vacation from the vacation. It's not genuine, deep rest. So as we enter this holiday season, I want to talk about this idea of Sabbath. I've been reading a book called The Deeply Formed Life by Rich Villadis, and he talks about Sabbath. And so these ideas are borrowed from him, and I recommend the book, even though I'm only a couple of chapters in. But Sabbath, real Sabbath, is not just time off. Real Sabbath is not just Sunday and worship and watch a football game. Real Sabbath is rest for body, mind, and soul. But real Sabbath is a blessing. It's a gift. It's given to us by God, knowing that it needed to be a part of the rhythm of how we function as followers of Jesus. And honestly, as people, whether you're a Christian or not, on some level, we can't all go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, in through the holidays, out through the holidays, into the regular world again, and go and go and go and do and do and do and maintain that and be healthy. It doesn't work. Jesus in Mark 2:27 said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath, for mankind. The Sabbath was made for humankind, not the other way around. God knew that we would need it. The Sabbath is a blessing. It's not something that we earn. It's not something that we've got a right to because we've worked really hard all week and we need some downtime. Real Sabbath is meant to be part of the rhythm of our life. And it's not even necessarily relegated to one day. There are moments of Sabbath. There are times of Sabbath sprinkled in and throughout our week, or can be. But Sabbath is a blessing. It's not a reward for doing what we're supposed to do. I catch myself saying this all the time. I need to get all this stuff done so that I can have tomorrow off. Like it's a reward. Like if I work really hard today, then tomorrow I can not work hard. And then I get resentful when other things crop back up and I can't take the day off like I thought I could. Sabbath is a gift from God to us. It's meant to be a blessing. It's actually meant to precede work, not follow it, by the way. It's meant to empower our work. Real rest, real preparation, real Sabbath, real time with God, real downtime empowers our work. Oftentimes in the scriptures, Jesus takes Sabbath, takes breaks. The scriptures say he takes time, went out to be alone with the Father right before he performs incredible miracles. He sends his disciples across the lake and then follows them on the water. He spends some time with the Father and then sits down with the crowd and feeds 5,000 people from just a little bit of food. If you look at Jesus' walk and Jesus' ministry, he takes Sabbath and then he goes and does what God's called him to do. And if you think about it, your day actually starts with rest. It doesn't start when you wake up in the morning. It really starts at midnight. The day is 12 a.m. the next day. You're asleep. You are resting so that you are empowered to face the next day. It's meant to precede our work and empower our work so that we can be who God's made us to be. But more importantly, it's a reminder. Sabbath serves as a reminder that our work is never done. Have you ever noticed that you're more busy and more productive in the 8 hours before you're going on a vacation for a week than you are the entire month before that? Because the deadline of, I've got to leave, I'm going to go, I'm going to have my downtime, we actually amp up our productivity so that we can go and be away and not have to do things and not have to think and not have to see work. And then it takes a day or two of that vacation to turn off the brain that reminds us what's not done yet, what's not finished, what's one more thing, what's one more phone call, what's one more email that had to happen, what's one more detail that I overlook and I can't even rest while I'm resting. But we're in that moment, and when we are away and we are trying to rest, it reminds us that work will be there when we get back. It's never finished, which means we have to take Sabbath anyway. We don't take Sabbath when the work is done, because the work is never done. And I'm not just talking about your job. There's always something else you can do. There's always one more thing. But when you take the genuine break, when you spend time alone with God to rest, when you break the rhythm, there's always going to be something else you haven't finished yet. And that downtime reminds us the work is never, ever done. And so rhythm is a necessity to keep working and to keep going and to keep doing what we're supposed to do. In fact, this is probably what's most important about being about genuine Sabbath, and that is genuine Sabbath takes us out of production and into God's presence. Think about that. Sleep is restful and it's physically recharging, but you're not doing much. But when you're spending time with God, and I don't mean your latest Bible study that you're reading, I'm talking about literally taking some time to sit in the presence of God and allow Him to speak to you, and practicing solitude and quietly listening to the Holy Spirit and some of those ancient spiritual disciplines that we've all done. What's hard for us, for some of us with those disciplines, is we don't feel like we're doing anything. Think about that. I'm gonna do my quiet time, and my quiet time needs to be productive. And just sitting here and listening to God doesn't feel productive. Do you hear yourself? Is productivity an idol? Is productivity more important than anything else? Is being productive, always moving forward, an idol? So that when God says, hey, let's just go be together, we can't let ourselves do that because we can't see the tangible result. Well, then we have to wake up to the spiritual reality that our spiritual maturity, our growth, our spiritual productivity, to use those words, are not even up to us. They're up to God in the first place. It is God doing work inside of us, and we don't even know or see or feel or wonder or even are even certain that anything is happening inside of us, and it feels unproductive. Maybe that is the moment that the Holy Spirit is moving and changing us more than ever. But we have to take intentional time to be in His presence. The last thing the Sabbath really does is it points to an even greater Sabbath. What do I mean? When Jesus returns and restores his kingdom, work will be what it was meant to be. Not stressful, not tiring, not wearing us out, but who and what we were made to be and do. And by the way, work is part of the new kingdom. It just won't have the burdensome feeling that it does now. Because we'll be doing what we love and what we were specifically given to do by God himself. And so when we take a moment of deep-seated rest and we're recharged and excited about our life in God, in Christ again, that is just a little bit of a taste of the eternal Sabbath to come, where we're always in God's special presence, when we're always doing what he intended us to do, when there is no more pain and there is no more suffering and there is no more tears, but we could just do stuff and we do the thing that it feels like we could do forever. And we lose track of time. And it's not draining to do what we were made to do. Real Sabbath gives us just a taste, just a taste of what's coming. And so if we love it and we experience it and we feel refreshed, multiply that to beyond your comprehension. Real refreshment doesn't come from our work, our productivity. Real refreshment doesn't come from spiritual practices ourselves. Real refreshment, recharge, remaking, renewal, comes from the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us himself. We just have to be open and willing to surrender to it. And when we surrender and open our hearts and minds to what God wants, that's real Sabbath. Let me pray for you. I pray that as God, as we enter this season of holidays and all that goes on, that you would help us to open ourselves up to you, that you would help us to take times of real Sabbath, opportunities to just be in your presence and with you, to be as Jesus was, alone with the Father. God, I pray that you would continue to work in us, even when we don't feel like you are there, even when we don't feel like you're doing anything or we are doing anything. Remind our hearts that it's you who's given us the gift of connection through Sabbath. It's you who does the work. Lord, help us to find rest, not only for our body, not only for our mind, but empower us to find genuine rest for our soul. In Christ's name.